When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Party Down, Season 3, Episode 2 is over, but we're just getting started here on Post Show Recaps. I'm Dr. Amanda, and I'm joined, as always, by my wonderful co-host, Emily Fox. Hello, Emily.
Hello, Dr. Amanda. How are you today?
I am so great, Emily. You're just like Jack Body spoiled his surprise. I think we'll go ahead and spoil our surprise today.
Yeah.
We are about to be joined by a very special guest, Emily.
The one, the only, Ken Marino.
Ken Marino is coming on the podcast today. I'm so excited. Ron Donald himself will be joining us for today's recap. But before we get to that, if you are just joining us now for Party Down Season 3 coverage, I have great news for you. We've recapped all of Seasons 1 and 2, and you can find those podcasts in the Party Down podcast feed. You can subscribe. That would be a really great thing to do. That helps people find the podcast. It helps you keep up with everything that we're doing here vis-a-vis Party Down with post-show recaps. And you can do that by following our RSS link. That's postshowrecaps.com/partydown. You can also search Post Show Recaps Party Down in your podcatcher of choice. And if you really, really want to support us, if you think we're doing a great job, you can give us a rating and review. Rating and reviewing, Emily, are both Ron Donald dues.
Yes, they are.
I'm on pretty good authority as hearing mm-hmm. those are RDDs and the good kind of RDD. And I'm a lot like Ron. I seek approval. I'm always looking for pats on the head. I read all of the comment cards. I take them to heart. So please give us your star ratings and write a review if you're so compelled. We really appreciate it. And with that, Emily, let's jump right into our recap with Ken after this break.
Yeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a
Club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are joined today by a very special guest. If you're listening to the Party Down Post Show recaps, you know him as Ron Donald, but you might also know him from the other two, Children's Hospital, Burning Love, Veronica Mars, The 10, Wet Hot American Summer, The State, a lot of my favorite things. And I just learned also from the Rock and Roller Coaster pre-show at the Disneyland ride, it is comedy legend, the great Ken Marino. Welcome, Ken.
I'm a legend, but a comedy guy. I'm a comedy guy.
You're comedy guy. Comedy guy.
Hi, how are you? Hey, what's happening?
Hey, hello. I just was listening to, I saw a clip from the Tim Heidegger podcast, and that's how I learned about the Rockin' Roller Coaster pre-show with Aerosmith.
Well, clearly then you don't look at my Twitter page because it says it right there on the front.
Did it always say that? Because I checked, it has it always said that on your Twitter bio?
For at least the last 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Unbelievable, wow. Dr. Amanda. You didn't do your research. We should just end this
fake,
now.
Fake fan.
You get lost in the picture. You get lost in the image. You know, there's Ken's face and then you don't see
I get it. I know. Well, I watched the YouTube video last night, so I'm late to the party.
What did you think?
I thought it was great. I mean, I noticed that you didn't have lines, but I still think that you dominated the scene.
No small parts. Acting is reacting.
Exactly.
I'm reacting the shit out of that pre-show. Yeah. Video, whatever it's called.
So this is what people see before they go on a roller coaster ride at Disneyland.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what they see for this particular ride at Disneyland. But like, you know, like if you go on like the Star Wars ride, they have like Princess Leia saying something or other things.
Yeah.
Rock and roller coaster. I'm the sound engineer for the iconic band Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And Ileana Douglas, the great Ileana Douglas, is playing their manager. And they're just trying to get them out to get into the limo. And they want to, you know, make sure that the fans are okay who are watching. And I'm just mixing that music.
Yeah. And they invite all the fans to come in the limo with them.
They do. Yeah, it's a stretch limo.
It's a double, I don't know what she says, an extra stretch or something. Yeah, did you get to go in the limo too?
No, we shot that in LA and it was just a green screen. I don't think there was a limo.
And devastating.
Maybe there was, I don't know. And I shot for a day. I've never been on the ride. I haven't been to Disney World. I've been to Disneyland a lot, but they don't have a roller coaster at Disneyland. And you know, that's the story. That's the sad ending to that story. I don't know if I'll ever get on the ride.
Wow. And that's amazing. I'm sure that's really what our listeners wanted to hear about was the Rock and Roller Coaster pre-show at Disney World. That's what they come here for.
This is supplemental information. Mm-hmm. This is good to know.
This is good. This makes people explore the internet and figure out discover new things. It's nice.
It's nice for them. It's so nice for us to have you here today. Ken, I just have to take a moment to embarrass myself over such a big fan. I am apparently not a big enough fan to have looked at your Twitter bio before yesterday, but I was a big fan of the state from when it aired in the 90s. I've followed your career ever since then. And I'm just so happy to see Party Down coming back after all this time.
Me too. And thank you for saying such nice things. And I appreciate that. And I am very happy about Party Down coming back as well.
So Emily and I went back and recapped the first two seasons leading up to season two. And it's really exciting to see how the show has come back to such a warm reception. And revivals don't always work this well. I'm wondering, you know, what you think about what's made this Party Down return so successful.
I think it's just bringing back the original crew and bringing back the system in which the way the show was created, and that basically just like let John Embaum be the genius that he is and write the stories that he writes, and then try to honor that the text and the tone of the show that that he and Rob Thomas and Dan Etheridge and Rudd and Adam have created.
It's great. It's so funny. Like it just feels like such a magic trick that we're able to take all this time off and drop right back into this universe with these characters, and everything is rung, you know, so true to the original two seasons, so far in the first couple seasons. You know, the whole ensemble cast is obviously tremendous, but, you know, Ron Donald, Emily and I have often commented, we think that Ron Donald is the beating heart of this show. And Ron is like a little bit of a different kind of character for you, Ken, I think. Would you say like usually the characters that you play are like a little bit more slick and a little less earnest than Ron is?
I would say really would depend on what project you're watching. Because a lot of times I see people on Twitter say, I play the same thing over and over. And then there's, you know, what you said, which is like, I usually play an asshole, but now there's somebody a little bit more earnest.
I didn't say asshole. That's not what I said.
No, but those are my words. But that's okay. Yeah. That asshole is in my wheelhouse. I feel like I can portray an asshole in a way that people seem to respond to. I enjoy playing the asshole, and I think it comes through the skin.
Yeah.
So Ron is different. Ron is sometimes a jerk, but there is a earnestness to him and a naive, you know, kind of
childlike.
Childlike. Vibe to him. So what was your question?
So what was your approach to playing like Ron? What did you, you know, what do you see him as? Like, I know that I think I saw somewhere that originally like Steve Carell was one of the people in the conversation. Like, what do you feel like you bring to Ron? What do you see in that character?
I mean, all the things that we just talked about. I always just saw him. I was given the script to, I asked to read it from, I asked Dan Etheridge when we were on the set of Veronica Mars, because he was telling me about the project, and I was like, "Ooh, I'd love to read it, just to read it." And he gave it to me, and I read it, and I immediately just responded to the Ron character. So I went back and handed the script back to Dan, and I was like, "Look, if you ever do audition people for this, I would love to read for Ron because I have a take on him." And that take would be that I saw him as the kind of, you know, focused, disciplined boss, but I thought that there was a lot of fun to play with his insecurities and fun things you can do with, like, you know, I knew that there was a way to play him where he wasn't just an asshole.
Yeah.
Could play him where he's just a straight up jerk. But I think I think there were like little clues in there about his past relationship with Adam's character, Henry, you know, and and how he used to be a certain type of guy. And then he sort of changed, he just cleaned up his act and he's really trying hard. And he's singular vision, singular focus in life. And, you know, so yeah, I brought the idea of the haircut to it.
Oh, good. Oh, the haircut.
Iconic.
Yeah.
I had the haircut, actually. That was the next question I wanted to ask you about the haircut. And like, I love like the flat top haircut, like is so kind of integral to Ron. And then like we see in these moments when he falls off the wagon and his hair gets long, or when he's going through a rough time and he gets a little more disheveled. Is this like a silly haircut to have out in your real life when you're playing Ron? Or can
it's
it like...
Great. It's not great. No, you know,
it's chilly.
I don't mind the short hair. I've sort of, you know, when I play Streeter, I sort of have, you know, a closer cut on the sides, but it's a little longer on top. We want it to make it sort of, he's trying to look younger than he is. He's trying to look whatever Chase Dream's haircut is. Yeah. He wants to sort of ape that. Mm-hmm. But Ron's is so short that it's hard to kind of do anything with it other than what it is. The all you have to do with that one is don't put as much product in it and sort of just let it be nice and dry. And then it just looks like a short crew cut.
Okay. So you don't,
really,
you don't...
It shows up my, you know, bone structure, really draws attention to, you know, this right here, which I think, is, you know,
those pouty lips of yours. That's really what it is.
Did you notice I put a little lip balm on?
I did.
Wow.
I'll tell you a story about, and this is not, I don't own any stock in Burt's Bees. But I was shooting in, a couple of years ago, I was shooting in Boston for this movie called The Sleepover. And I'm walking down the street and I have Burt's Bees and it's this one. No, it's not Cucumber Mint. It was something lime. It was coconut pear.
Ooh, that's a nice combo.
It was coconut pear, I think. Pomegranate's great.
Coconut pear is the good one.
It's a good one. But I'm walking down the street, coconut pear, and then there's a lime something, which is also incredible. And I'm just walking down the street by myself in Boston, and I put some on, and I stop in my tracks, and I wasn't performing for anybody. I wasn't doing this as a joke. I just went, Burt's Bees, you got me. You got me, Burt's Bees. And then I realized, what am I doing?
You're like, who's this man, Burt? And how do I shake his hand? I bet it's well moisturized.
Well,
put it back in my pocket, and I never spoke of that moment again until.
Wow. Look at a podcast exclusive. Well, if anybody from Burt's Bees is listening, we'll entertain a sponsorship. I mean, that would be great.
I mean, the flavor, the smoothness, the comfort, it's just delightful.
You're really painting a really incredible picture here.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into recapping episode 2. Are you down for doing a little episode 2 recap with us, Ron?
I mean, I hate to say it because it doesn't mean anything, but I'm diggity down.
diggity down.
Perfect.
So episode 2 of season 3 is Jack Boddy's 45th surprise party, which is being thrown by his girlfriend Evie, and Party Down is catering. And we see that Henry and Kyle have returned to the team. So we have the whole crew back together, with Constance now calling in as an investor. We've learned that Henry's come back because he's recently finalized a divorce and needs the extra money to pay alimony. And Kyle is back because he's been only slightly canceled, but he claims that he's actually doing research for a Lost Boys reboot on the CW. Sounds very, very exciting. But before the party starts, the surprise is ruined when Jack barges in on party prep, making out with Tandy, who's his co-star from the Max America movies. But Jack plays along with the surprise to keep the affair under wraps. And Ron wants everything to go smoothly so he can make a good impression and book more gigs. So this is a surprise party episode. Ken, do you have any strong feelings about surprise parties?
I support anybody who enjoys a surprise party.
Do you? I don't think that's
a strong feeling, but that is my my feeling about.
You were like a staunch, like, you know, I refuse. I hate surprises.
I don't hate them. I don't love them. If done well, I suppose they're terrific.
Yeah.
Or devastating. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to segue into the show, but we're going to talk about surprise parties. So I'm going to.
Are you surprised that we're talking about surprise parties?
I feel like I just walked in on a surprise party with that question. I am all for surprise parties.
Okay. All for surprise parties. Yeah, yeah.
Let the record show.
Oh, surprise party.
Yeah, this one has like the extra a few extra surprises along the way. Evie gives Jack a karaoke machine. We learned that Ron is a big fan.
I didn't know you could sing it in your house.
Apparently,
surprise there. Yeah.
In your own home.
Full of surprises. Amazing.
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
That's allowed?
That's allowed.
You think it's a very different experience in the home, or it's it's pretty much the same. but you know, one of the important things for the Party Down crew to remember is that private non-party spaces are off limits.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's not a lot to ask for his crew to respect and abide by.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
Party Down doesn't have the greatest track record with abiding by staying out of non-party spaces. We're going to see that that's also a struggle during this party.
Definitely an RDD.
I mean, in Party Down's defense, there are so many parties that happen that there weren't episodes about. And they ran
That's a great point, actually. Yeah, the untold story of the successful
parties.
Yeah, nobody wants to see a comedy show about a party where everything goes off without a hitch.
Yeah.
Must have been one of those, those underground brisses or,
those went illegal
poker games. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those all went really well, even though, Ron got COVID four times.
I thought that was very funny.
Great list.
Yeah. If anything funny had happened at those parties, then they probably would have made an episode about it.
That's right.
Exactly.
So Ron is trying to seize this opportunity to hobnob with the guests and get more work. We discover that he might smell bad because, first Roman tells him he smells like he's been living in the van, and then Henry confirms it. COVID was tough on Ron.
I mean, it was tough on everybody. But yes, Ron didn't somehow avert the trauma that we all went through during COVID. And his story is being told in front of everybody here in season 3 of Party Down.
Mm-hmm. So Ron got COVID 4 times and has no sense of smell, but that's fine.
Especially when you're working in food service, totally fine if you can't smell anything or taste anything. Like, don't worry about it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's actually so Ken, Emily is a caterer here. So we have some expertise here on the podcast. And I'm a brain injury rehabilitation researcher, and I can say that it's a real hazard to have no sense of smell. It's a common neurological symptom, and it's a real safety hazard. People don't smell gas. They can't smell hazards. It's not great. But for catering and food service in particular, there's probably a lot of things that you might want to.
It's a little tough when you can't taste something and you're making it for other people and you're like, let's see if this works.
Smell me about it. I mean, tell me. it's not great. But, you got to roll with the punches. Life gives you lemons. You got to make lemonade. Listen, Ron has been through a lot worse than that. And, I'm sure there's some more terrible things to come. Have you only seen the first two episodes?
We might have some screeners.
We might have jumped ahead a little bit, but we're keeping this conversation to just the first two episodes.
But wink.
wink. So there might be more misadventures for Ron in store. You'll have to stay tuned.
Every episode is a misadventure for Ron.
Correct.
Just isn't great at life.
That's just a napping bed for a quick power nap. If you don't live in the van, like, no.
No. Napping bed in the van is a good idea. That's a solid idea right there.
Yeah, an RDD.
Not an RDD.
Yeah, no.
An RDD.
Yeah, an RDD.
Not an RDD.
Yeah, right. Correct.
I love this plot line of Ron sneaking up to the private bathroom to take a shower during the party. And like watching this, I was a little bit like, oh, he got away with it. You know, he took a quick shower, got in, got out, you know, no harm, no foul. But it's going to end up being more of a problem. So here we have Ron is breaking one of his own rules. No staff in non-party spaces. And, you know, Ken, Emily and I just finished watching the first two seasons, and we found that a lot of times Ron actually is the worst offender of breaking some of these rules he has for Party Down.
Yeah, but he has his reasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he's just doing it to be rebellious or to be like,
this is true.
He's not irresponsible. He's doing it for a very specific reason that needs to be done in that moment.
Sometimes you have to like set an American flag on fire.
Yeah. There's a good reason. Yeah. Good reason for that.
Yeah.
Or even when you're bonding with your crew and you have to pee in a champagne.
Right. Because that was code. Mm-hmm. Or if you have a medical concern and you need to pass a specimen to one of the party guests, like sometimes it's what the situation calls for.
It calls for it. If you have to hand somebody some of your semen, you have to do it.
I keep thinking about just a thimble size.
Just a thimble. It wasn't even that much is the thing. It wasn't that much.
Who can be mad at that amount? Right.
Just so somebody in the medical profession can look at it, suss it out, and let me know if there's anything I should be concerned about.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a terrible thing.
It's usually very well justified. Yeah, it's sacrifice for the good of the party and or Ron's well-being.
Well, Ron's physical and mental well-being.
Yeah, totally. But this small batch conditioner really...
that was the problem. It was Tom Ford's small batch conditioner.
Topo Fico.
That sounds
like Topo Fico. I'm saying it on the day.
So Ken, you're a Hollywood guy. Is this something? Do you go to parties and get like small batch condition? I mean, you're using Burt's Bees like the rest of us. That's a real regular guy move. But what
he's a man style, of the people.
Style. when you go to Sundance or something like
that.
And they bring you through and they give you all sorts of free little goodies.
Yeah. What's the best swag you've ever gotten?
Get a Topo Fico. Topo Fico.
Topo Chico. Delicious.
But yeah, but I don't go to award shows.
Well, that's a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who
do I write a strongly worded email to about that?
Please.
Yeah.
Oh, you're asking me who you should write it to?
Give me the list. I'll fire them off. So Ron isn't the only person who's very interested in this bathroom, though, because the great thing about this bathroom, Emily, is that there's double mirrors. There's mirrors on both sides.
Content for Saxon, right?
So if you set up one of those ring lights and the tripod, he could get the dance is called the Chumble. I think he has to do the Chumble to the new Modiff signal. And then, you'll see it in both mirrors, and this could be a game changer.
He's gonna manifest himself.
That's my favorite thing on the day. He's doing all different ones. Say something else and manifest yourself. I think I don't know if that one of them was scripted, and then he did some other ones. But
yeah,
I don't remember if manifest yourself was scripted or not. But he was just like, manifest yourself.
Like, how did you keep it together? Because I would have just died.
Tyrell. Heard a bang downstairs. Hold on one second.
No problem.
Is everybody okay? Hello?
Manifest
yourself.
Well, don't know. We'll
see. Everyone okay?
I don't know.
You're like, we lost one. Sorry, we'll finish this.
I didn't hear any screaming afterwards.
Okay. That's good.
That's a good
That's
sign.
Usually good.
That's
yeah.
a good sign.
Usually if you hear a bang and then, then you know.
Yeah.
So either they're fine or it was a strip. They were
yeah.
quickly out. Let's hope
either way, we can continue podcasting without concern, I think.
Yeah, it's fine. Said the medical professional.
Tyrell makes me laugh. I think Tyrell
is so funny. Yes.
And when I geeked out, I did a little fan Flipsky mm-hmm. geek out thing. Is that the terminology?
Nailed it. Yep. Yeah.
I nailed it. When I met him the first day of shooting, because I loved him on Brockmire, and I was like, who's this guy? He's so good. He's so natural, and he's got such a cool delivery and like funny delivery. And I just thought he was fantastic. And so he kept doing all those different things and making
Yeah, he yeah. fits into the cast super well. I think he and we're also see just Zoe Chow in this episode are just kind of like seamlessly fit in and add so much. What I really liked about the manifest dance scene is like Ron clearly doesn't get it, but he's like, oh, that was it. Okay, let's get out. It's like it's not with judgment. He's like, I don't know what that was, but okay.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
Yes, he's supportive of it. I mean, really, just he wants it to be over so he
right.
can. But he's not. He didn't. I mean, he's sort of. He's a little judgy.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Not as judgy as Constance is, though.
No.
Or Kyle.
Kyle. Yeah. Well, they're pretentious actor types. I mean, you get the hustle, Ron. Like Ron gets
the hustle.
Yeah.
I like the hustle. Yeah. Do I say, what is this circle?
Yeah, what is that circle? Get out of here. I don't know what you didn't understand about this. Go. Yeah. I will say, when Ron has to take his second shower and the like normal man's like shower shampoo and soap that you bring, it's called Pond Fresh Pal.
Oh.
We need to talk about that.
Pond Fresh Pal.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the shampoo that you're using in this, but it's hilarious.
I guess it's sold at like a 99 cent store.
Yeah.
And that's, he gets a box of them and that's
Pond Fresh.
I love this. I love
notes of swamp.
The second shower to smell less fancy than the first shower.
Absolutely. And that's how you get it. Pond Fresh Pal.
He had like the stains under his pit.
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed. So I loved that small move when he goes to pull the banner down for when they surprise Jack, and the guy next to you just goes, oh. Like that, I was like, "Yes, bring it back, back to the pits."
He's got a scent,
yeah,
a smell and an odor and a. There's a lot that's released under the armpits.
Yeah, that crisp white shirt can only hide so much.
It's an earthy whiff of decay, you could say.
That camembert inside of a cake.
Yeah. Speaking of an earthy whiff of decay, Lucy Dang is the character played by Zoe Chow, who's joining the team as a chef. And Emily is a chef and is involved in catering and events planning. And we've watched the first two seasons, and there's very little like actual food that gets discussed.
Yeah, there's like no real back of house. Yeah. To speak right. of. Yeah, right. Which is, I think, brilliant in a lot of ways. But it's interesting to throw her into the mix because...
Why do you think it's brilliant in a lot of ways?
Because it's not focused on food. And I think that that's like kind of the important part that we see with Party Down generally is like you're just looking at a bunch of people who are like, I don't want this to be my job forever. Like even Ron is like, I'm here for super crackers. Yeah. Like let's go to the next level. Or I want to.
It's not like glorifying the culinary side of it.
Right. Yeah. We see a lot of sort of putting chefs on pedestals and being like, oh, you know, like the bear, it's such like an iconic thing.
Right.
And I love not seeing that in this because it A, allows me to relax personally, but B,
it talks more about the dynamics of people in a dead end job and how right. you guys get through it on a, you know, party to party basis. So,
so what do you think about, because back when we did it, the first mm-hmm. season, that there wasn't as much of putting, you know, having these like star chefs and putting
yeah.
little stuff, but things have changed in that,
yeah.
that world.
For
and
sure.
So what do you think about Zoe's character and having a chef who does, you know, clam mist and
mists, foams, yeah, yeah, the whole thing.
Vapors.
Yeah, vapors are a big one. Mm-hmm. I think it's really fun and it's a great dialogue on how silly a lot of that stuff has gotten gastronomically speaking. Yeah. You know, I love that she's like, no, this is art. This isn't uh-huh. about good
not,
food. You gotta
not
get
supposed
off
to taste good.
Yeah, it's not yeah. supposed to taste good. And in reality, like when you're going to a catered event, you just want something that's passable, that's easy to put together really quickly, that people are going to like, that's, you know, pack up friendly, like very easy to assemble and then like get the hell out at the end of the night.
Basic so, boring shit for normies.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's honestly, and that looks pretty and has a microgreen on top of it.
Yeah,
shapes and stuff.
Yeah, shapes and stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's honestly what a lot of people are looking for. Yeah, we want something to look like really cool and cutting edge, but taste fine. Right. And that's a lot of what catering tends to be. It's like very difficult to execute that much food for people that's going to be good.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the times.
I do like, oh, go ahead.
No, it's fine. Go for it.
I do like that Zoe's story arc, though, in that episode, that her food actually did affect somebody.
Yes. Absolutely. No, yeah, where she's like, yes.
She created a sense of ennui and said,
yeah. mm-hmm. No, yeah. she's very successful. And I do mm-hmm. think that there is like something kind of genius about like a birthday dessert that's evocative of mortality because like, you know, we're all getting older. It's a good time to reflect, you know, it's like, yes, yeah. there's sweetness to that, but there's also, you know, something more mournful about yeah. it. So like, I mean, and
we're
and
all just dying a little bit. So all the time,
one day closer to death.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it's great. It's very funny to watch her and like with her tweezers and everything, it's just like it's a total vibe. And I'm really excited to kind of watch her throughout the season. It's mm-hmm. really fun.
She's fantastic.
Yes, she is.
She's yeah. both Tyrell and Zoe and Jen mm-hmm. and James are all just wonderful people. And so like when they came and, you know, joined us this season, it felt like just more great friends.
And yeah. We can feel it too right. when we're watching. You can tell.
I mean, it's such a big part of, I think, what people fell in love with about the first two seasons of the show was just that, like, you know, everybody just it just seemed fun. You guys seemed to be having fun. Like, you can see the camaraderie there. And like, so seeing these new people fit into that and just sort of blending in is really, really great. Yeah, Kyle says he gets this thing that she's going for. He gets it. He gets the cake bites with the camembert.
And she's like, you absolutely do not. You don't understand it at all.
If you think it tastes good, you don't get it.
No, you don't get it.
That's
no.
right.
So
yeah, I mean, it's true. Kyle, he tried and it was a swing and a miss for him with her. I feel like maybe it was him sort of hitting on her.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a little bit of that there.
I didn't think of it until just now, but I
Wow.
Yeah. Where he's like, I totally understand where you're going with this. And she's like, you're not supposed to like this.
He's lost his touch then, Kyle. He used to, you know, he used to be an ace with the ladies. So maybe this is a sign of, you know, post cancellation. He's striking out left and right. So Henry has an interesting plot line here. So he is fresh off of this divorce now. So he's sort of in this, you know, kind of sad and defeated Henry mode that we've come to know. And he's, you know, back to his old tricks, going through guest bathrooms, stealing their prescription drugs. Evie recognizes Henry from the party 14 plus months ago, and they strike up a repartee, and he tells her about the divorce, and they have chemistry immediately. So, you know, I think that there could be a little something going on between these two. I don't know.
Maybe a non-fairy tale.
Maybe a non-fairy
hopefully,
tale.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully. Fairy tales aren't real.
Yeah.
No, that's fairy right. Tales. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. You know what I like about the Henry thing is, if you remember the very first episode, Rico, his character mm-hmm. was like, oh man, I envy you.
And yep. Yes.
I got to live this life of a suburban life of a dad and a family, you know, having kids. And he's just, longing for, Henry's freedom.
Right.
And here we are in season. And Henry goes, I don't think it doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? You got a nice house. You have a family. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, it seems like a nice thing. Mm-hmm. And then he gets it.
Right.
And here he is back, in the Party Down world.
Because right.
It wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. I think that's interesting.
No, that is. Yeah, that's interesting. Emily and I talked about that after the first episode, how it's like now Henry has all of that, the stability of the family and the suburban life. And he talks about, wheeling out the trash cans on Thursday night and all of that. And then we see that, it wasn't enough for him. And he does have this longing. So it's going to be interesting to see what he strikes up with Evie. I sort of put a pin in after the first episode, we saw his relationship with Casey, which, was kind of not on again, off again, not totally real. It's like, we all love, Adam Scott is so charming and Henry is so funny. But could he be the problem here in these relationships? Maybe he's never satisfied with what he has. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, he's a mess.
Yeah. He's really a mess.
Yeah. And it's, so this is another question that I have, does Evie, the successful producer who's, who's with, Max America, we have, James Marsden here. Okay. He was bad. He was cheating on her. But it's like, is she going to really pick up the caterer at this event who's going through a divorce? Is this the right relationship for her? What do we think about obviously they have chemistry and that seems very sweet and we love to see it.
Chemistry. I think she's rebounding coming off a bad thing. Mm-hmm. So she's interested in the guy who is nice and charming and handsome and mm-hmm. Doesn't have all the baggage of a mega star,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
so I think that there's something alluring about that for now. And they do, John writes these beautiful scenes with them. And then they act them beautifully, mm-hmm. Adam and Jen, where, there's this tension and this chemistry that feels real and you get why they would want to spend more time together.
Mm-hmm. And we love to watch them spend time together.
Yes.
So that's great. That's great.
We love it.
We love
can't
love
get enough
here on the Party
Down
Podcast.
Get enough of those two spending time together.
That's right.
Renew. Let's get a season four right now.
I mean, yes.
but what Henry decides to do here is wild. So he's going to write a note on a cocktail napkin, sneak into her office for her to find it later, so that he can tip her off that Jack Body is having an affair. He's really making a switch. It's like, this is not out of the goodness of his heart and concern for her. It's like, you don't do this just for her. Like, you're the caterer.
You think so?
Like, you think he's just doing this to protect her? You think he's got an angle?
It's a nice guy move.
It's a nice guy. I feel like you don't get
I think it's a nice guy move, but if you wanted to look at deeper into it, I don't know. I'm not saying anything that, I mean, I'm not speaking out of turn, but who knows what his marriage was like and what happened when I broke up, but I think he is, I think it is a good, but I think ultimately it is just a nice guy move.
Yeah.
And he, and he's also a nice guy in trying to help Ron out in that moment.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want to mess up the party because Ron's looking for work, which goes back to, I think that that just helps, in John's writing, helps Ron not just be a buffoon mm-hmm. with, you know, with no connection to everybody. There's a history with him and, you know, with Ron and Henry.
Yeah.
They care about each other. I think Henry wants to, it's always, Ron is one of those friends where you don't want to hang out with him too much, but you know, you find him charming in his own stupid way.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and I love those moments of tenderness where you see like Henry looking out for Ron and that they mm-hmm. really do care about each other. I think that gives the show a lot of heart.
I mean, Ron just spent $2,000 on 2,000 postcard sized business cards. So we got to dispense some of those to new clients, right?
That's a party down.
Party down.
I love that so much.
Party down. So Henry has a great plan. She'll find the cocktail napkin after the party. She'll break up with Jack, but the party will still go great. Ron will make his connections. He'll get all of these karaoke parties booked into the future. There's lots of places you can go with a karaoke party. You can do themes like Rat Pack Night, Disco Night, Rock and Roll. Any other themes? Yeah. Any other types of music?
I tried to come up with other ones, but I just would do like long. I would never get to it. I'd be like, and it's not a 40-minute show.
Yeah.
I did one real long take of that.
Yeah. Did you really? Oh, wow. I love that.
Need the director's cut of that's good. So it looks like everything is basically going to go according to that plan, except Jack, you know, starts to propose to Evie on the mic, and Tandy is going to get involved. And so Tandy has let's bring in Lydia's storyline here, because she's one of the guests at this party, which is great because, you know, Lydia has really blown up with Escapade's career here. She's been the manager now of a successful up-and-coming actress who's kind of in now the circuit of the people who go to these fancy Hollywood parties instead of being the type of person who's catering these parties. And she shows up in lieu of Escapade, who's been moody lately.
It's her adolescence at 23 that's really pushed it over the edge.
Sometimes that adolescence keeps on going, you know. Sometimes it just
keeps... Well, it's stunted if you're a child star, right? Mm-hmm. Never went to prom.
That's the thing. You need that developmental milestone. If you don't, if you don't go to prom, then you have all of this.
Yeah, you're not an adult afterwards. Yes.
It's very the rule. So Lydia's nervous that Escapade is going to fire her, and Kyle sort of lets her in on the secret that, you know, sometimes child actors can be a little bit messed up. Judy Garland is the example to which Lydia's like, oh, but she looked so happy.
No. Absolutely not. Yeah, so she ends up talking to Tandy because Tandy was a child star herself, mm-hmm. and that ends up cluing Tandy into maybe some messed up stuff that is triggered by eating a cake bite.
Yeah, which so, gets her thinking. It gets her ruminating on her mm-hmm. life. She's been effed up. Maybe she's a terrible person. It's really like that's an evocative cake bite. Yes. I think that Lucy should be very proud of.
And also, heavily drinking doesn't help either.
Sure, the combination of mm-hmm. The emotional cakes, ennui cakes, called, and alcohol don't mix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Classic combo.
So anyway, this is going to move Tandy to getting on the mic and announcing basically that she's had this affair with Jack. Evie, being a really great sport, is just like, oh, you know, just it's fine. Go on. We'll talk about it later. But you know, this is all sort of going to culminate in, not only does she confess to having an affair, she also used the upstairs bathroom, which was off limits. Now Ron is implicated in that. There's no hiding from, you know, all of the, what is it called? The pond fresh. What is it?
Pond fresh pal.
Pond fresh pal is not going to save you from this one, Ron. No. And the party actually ends up being being a bust, probably no karaoke gigs in the future. But the upside is Lydia does decide she wants to throw a prom for Escapade. So Party Down might get some more work.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we'll see.
Yes.
We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. I mean, I think hopefully there'll be more episodes and they'll have parties at them. That's my hope.
Well, I can guarantee you for a fact that there are more episodes.
Yes. And we might have seen a few of them.
That's fantastic.
Very exciting stuff.
That's a secret, Emily. Mm-hmm. That's a secret.
Listen, obviously I already said that we did, but you know, here we are.
People might, they might have just blooped over it. You know,
yeah, sometimes that's true.
Sometimes people bloop over things. there were some other funny things. This wasn't like a big Roman episode. I mean, he was around, he had some moments. He was the one that noticed that Ron stinks at first. I think he said something about the misogynistic alimony laws, which is a great nod to our friend Roman. But not a lot of Roman this episode. And we have Constance zooming in doing her meditation as her maybe more involved business partner than Ron would like.
Yeah, Ron, it's very difficult for Ron to this power dynamic shift. Mm-hmm. This shift in power is really he doesn't love it.
Yeah.
He doesn't love the Constance take on how to create solidarity with the crew, but he has to bite his tongue and roll with it because she is, you know, the boss.
Money talks. Like she has do you think that she gave the $10 million or the $10,000? What did that correction get made? She didn't know what 10
I think
grand.
The correction was made. I don't think okay.
Ron wouldn't do that. Yeah.
He wouldn't want to be in that, you know, debt to her.
Like yeah.
That.
No.
He feels like he can get out of 10,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And he wouldn't steal from her. They're all
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's sweet too. I love
you wouldn't be living in a van if it was 10 million.
That's true. With 10 million. Right. Yeah. You can get your own shower. I really thought it was funny how Saxon says that there's a little water fountain in the toilet. That
was yes.
That was a nice
AKA
little joke
a bidet.
There.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, it's always a delight, like Ron's leadership style of doing like the sort of call and response of the different rules and what's rule number one. Saxon says number one, pee.
He doesn't. Saxon does not absorb the rules at all.
No. Yeah. And he didn't know what the RDDs were. So I was wondering, like, what do you think, Ken, about like how much time, like, is this? Do we start with the surprise party as being like, is this one of the first gigs where Party Down is back after COVID? Or do you think that there have been some, this is like, this is the first.
In my head, that call is.
That's the one you get. Yeah.
Surprise party.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Because I know there's all these successful parties that Party Down does that we don't get to see.
The secret weddings.
Nothing bad happens. I promise you. The Party Down, except for the ones that they air, are just smooth sailing. And that's not good TV.
No.
That's why we don't
You're
show
right.
Them.
It's not.
I mean, you'd have to imagine if they're still in business that there's a lot of successful parties that they've pulled off.
I'm going to say 90% of them are without an issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. I'm really happy to hear that. That makes me feel better. I'm happy for Ron and the whole team that they have that. They have some positive comment cards. Well, that brings us to the end of the episode.
I wouldn't say the comment cards were positive.
All right. Yeah.
Like just crazy disasters.
Got it. So people are just like kind of unsatisfied in a non-catastrophic way.
They're fine.
Yeah.
They're fine with the service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was what it needed to be.
Uh-huh.
No
Fair
one
enough.
Great. Do you have any of these like catastrophic events happen at your parties, Emily?
No, nothing quite like this. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there are comments that come back occasionally where people wanted food to be a little warmer, or they felt like there wasn't enough wait staff helping out, or, you know, okay, stuff like that.
People on their cell phones going in private party areas, not party areas.
I think the cell phone thing is pretty much done. I think everybody knows to keep that, you know, in their back pocket, not take it out in front of guests. But
That's been less of a plot line. Except for Saxon making the content. That's like the new version of Casey taking calls from her manager is Saxon live streaming.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Right. Yeah. You had to update it to be hip with the times.
Hip with the 2023.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for your time with us today, Ken. This has been an absolute delight. It was so great to talk about this episode with you. And like, we're just so happy to have Party Down back. We're hoping for much, much more. You know, is there anything you want to plug? Anything else you want people to check out?
Watch, tell all your friends, and your friends tell your friends to tell all their friends to buy Stars.
Yes.
So there's a possibility for maybe another season.
That would be absolutely amazing.
Party Down. And then, you know, I'm on a show called The Other Two. Mm-hmm. That will be coming out in hopefully the summer, the third season of that.
Perfect.
And that's a really, really funny show with a great cast. Watch that. And, you know, that kind of stuff.
Fantastic.
I'm shooting a show for Netflix right now that will be a murder mystery in the White House. You can tune into that. A lot of fun people in that one.
Oh, that's exciting. Wow. So many things to keep up with. Well, we're definitely going to keep up with all of that. Thanks again, Ken. And with that, we'll say bye-bye. So, Emily, we just had a delightful conversation with the great Ken Marino. Big thanks to Ken again for coming on. This was really this was really a dream come true for me to be totally corny about it. Like I said, I've been a huge stupid fan of Ken and his work forever. And it was just great to talk about Party Down. So Emily, we'll be back next week talking about episode 4. In the meantime,
episode 3.
Episode 3. Oh my, I'm so far ahead of myself. Ken said we might get a season 4, so that's really exciting.
Yeah.
So everybody, he told you to subscribe to Stars. I don't know what else to say. That's an RDD.
That is an RDD.
That's an RDD. Not an RDD. No, an RDD. Where can people keep up with you in the meantime?
So I'm on Instagram and Twitter as Emlet, like an omelet, but with an E. Feel free to follow so I can show you all of the things I've been cooking up on top of doing this Party Down recap with you, Dr. Amanda. And what about you? Where can people find you?
Please follow me on Twitter, where I am Dr. Amanda R. I also am covering the... I'm also covering Severance. We're doing our Severance Media Club. So check that out on post-show recaps. I'm also was part of the team that is going to be covering Succession when it comes back later this month. So I got
very exciting. They just dropped the trailer for that, and that is going to be huge.
It's a doozy. There's a lot of stuff happening. Season 4 is going to be the final season of Succession. I'll be doing recaps with Grace, but there's a lot more going on the network for Succession. And on the road to Succession, your husband is doing a crazy thing, Emily. He's dropping a recap.
Sure is. Yeah.
He's dropping a recap every single day of another episode. I got to join Grace and Josh and talk about episode 6 of season 1. I'm hoping to come back for the rewatch at some point. So you'll definitely want to check out that as well. And Emily, I'm having fun. Are you having fun?
I think I'm finally having fun.
We're having fun.
Fun.
Yes.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.